making TV special.
Made with creamy butter.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep.
All right, my friends, here we are in Silver Falls State Park in the middle of Oregon, about an hour and a half southeast of Portland. My name's James Evan Pilato, and you're listening to a special recording of MediaMonarchy.com. I went on a retreat with my girlfriend. She's a member of a theater company, and they go on a retreat out into the woods every year to do their look back and look ahead for the theater company. And so the spouses and significant others get dragged along. And I resisted it initially, but now I'm glad I did it. Out in the woods, no cell phone service, no internet service. But I got a bike, and I took it apparently on the horse path, which became more apparent as the piles of horse manure and down tree limbs didn't make for a very smooth bike ride. But I rode about a mile into the woods, pulled off on the side, walked 20 feet off the trail and straddling a massive fallen tree. And so I thought I'd make a quick recording. So even though I'm cut off from everything, I can still bring the camera and the recorder and the laptop. So I've been able to do some work even though I'm not connected to the web, but as one of the members said, you gotta go cold turkey, so it's a little tough. So sometimes no coffee, no internet, make Jim go something. But initially, to make this extra episode, which I assume we'll call 80B, isn't one that I wanted to make topic-wise, but one of my not only comedic heroes, but just sort of cultural, artistic heroes, George Carlin, died Sunday, June 22nd. So that broke my heart, and got most of his records, tons of stuff, like I wrote up on the page, you know, quote him at length. So he will be missed, absolutely. I think he always really turned me on to the power of language and words, and how they can be used or misused or abused. And I think that's something I probably got from my dad, too. Always pointing out funny words or the etymology of things. I think that's always been powerful. So, before we hit the road, I grabbed a few clips from my George Carlin collection. Just a few favorite bits, but also some of the bits where he's talking about death and dying. And he always talked about, you know, there is no God, but he decided to worship Joe Pesci. That his wishes ended up being granted about equal level. So we're going to hear some of those clips. And I know just a couple months ago, what is his last HBO special, It's Bad For You, watched it and it was a little rough seeing him. He has to have his notes out on stage, and he definitely stumbled on words and pacing and things that he never used to do. So it was a little disappointing seeing it. But I also didn't think he would pass away 2 months later. So that's initially what this recording is going to be. Now that I realize I'm sitting stoned out in the woods, I don't know if I should ramble off the top of my head. Although I should mention, as long as this is rolling, that I liked the idea, and I gotta give a hat tip to Alex Ansari, who shoots some videos. He goes out in the woods and gets away outside the box. But there's also a guy whose name I don't know, whose website I've never seen, whose podcast I just found through iTunes, and I believe the name of it is The New World Order and the Elites. But he recorded a podcast episode sitting outside. You can hear the birds and the bugs and the wind and sometimes the jets. So hat tip to both of those guys. I don't know. It was and is good to get away from all of the media news and insanity. But then on the other hand, the minute you step away, it's like, I gotta get back. I don't know what's going on. So, I don't know. I suppose I should have prepared more notes for this if I was gonna wax on. I can't really do it extemporaneously, I guess. So maybe I'll hit pause, but maybe I'll think of something else.
Jeez, I hope I don't die. Oh, by the way, you're all going to die. Didn't mean to remind you of it, but it is on your schedule. Won't come when you want. It's always off a little.
What? Now, here on the freeway?
Mm-hmm.
Thought surely I'd be home lying down. Comics are supposed to worry about dying, you know? Don't want to die out there. Jeez, I was dying. It was death out there. Like a morgue. On the other hand, if he succeeds, if he makes you laugh, he can say, I killed him. Knocked him dead. Why is there so much violence mixed up with comedy, you know, which should be so much fun? It's all dying bombing. He bombed. Or else he was a riot. A real scream. I cracked up laughing at him. He broke me up too. I busted a gut laughing. My friend was in stitches. He fractures me with his punchlines and his gags. Slapstick. Knee slapping, side splitting, rib splitting, gut busting. Laugh, I thought I'd die. But I just wanted to talk about regular dying. Plain old cacking out. Some people think cacking out means to go to sleep. Dying. The big cackaroo. We're all going to go? When will it be? You know, it should be, instead of sort of a fear thing, it should be sort of fun. Kind of a, you know, the next big adventure. We're going to find out where we go. That's what we've all been talking about. Where the hell do you go? I don't know. You must go somewhere, maybe. Phil has an idea. I know, I heard Phil. But where do you go? I don't know. You're going to find out. Hope it isn't nowhere, man. Think you go where you think you're going to go. Whatever you dwell on. Did you ever hear those guys?
Oh, don't pray for me. Don't waste your prayers on me. I'm going to hell.
He is. If Monty Hall dies, he'll probably go behind door number 4. What do you think? Suicide is for people who can't wait to find out where the hell it is here. Holy shit, I've been waiting a long time. I don't have many nights like that. But when you think about it, you know, kind of goof. Suicide. I always picture myself on a ledge. It's got to be a little show business involved. You know, you don't want to slump over a porcelain fixture. Let me get up here. Hey. Set the record, be the first guy to reach the double yellow line. Have your picture in the centerfold of the newspaper. Actually, a picture of the building with a dotted line showing Leaper's Path. Suicide. Suppose you worked on the suicide hotline, helping people, talking them out of it. That's your job. Hello, suicide hotline. And one morning you wake up a little depressed. Should you call in sick?
like to see a top salesman commit suicide. Really persuasive guy. Up on the ledge. And the priest talks him out of it. And he talks the priest into it. People say maybe you come back. Reincarnation. Do you think so? Well, it doesn't seem mathematically possible to me, man. Because at one time, all we had on the Earth was six people, you know. I avoid two because it's controversial. But six, most people agree, oh, fuck yeah, we had six at one time. No. Six people, six souls. Cool. They died, souls went back to the place. Six new people, souls. Still six souls. Now we have 4 billion people claiming to have souls. Someone is printing up souls. And it lowers their value, you know. When I die, I don't want to go through that funeral. Sure, a funeral. Hey, when you die, you get more popular than you've ever been. In your whole life, you get more flowers when you die than you ever got at all. They all arrive at once, too late. People say the nicest things about you. They'll make shit up if they have to. Oh, yeah, he's an asshole. But a well-meaning asshole. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Yeah, poor Bill is dead. Poor Tom is gone. Yeah, poor Tom. Poor John died. Yeah, John. What about Ed? No, Ed, that motherfucker, he's still alive, man. What's the matter? Yeah, your approval curve goes way up. You might just be in one of those funerals where you're lying in the coffin, you know, folks looking at you. They do have them. Open it up, I want to see them. And you're lying there. They come by. The first thing they do, after blessing themselves, if they do that, is subtract their age from yours. Figure at a minimum what they have still to live. They don't know you're lying there with no back in your jacket and short pants on. Shit. Embarrassed by the rouge. And they say, geez, don't he look good? He's dead. I know, but he never looked that good. I don't want to have a funeral like that. And I don't want to be cremated either. I want to be blown up. There he goes! God love him! I figured out a way to commit the perfect murder. Again, you know, you got to think of something. You pick one guy up by his ankles, and you kill another guy with him. And they both die, and there's no murder weapon. What happened here, Sarge?
I don't know. Looks like a pedestrian accident to me. They must have been moving at quite a clip.
Boys, you're in death row. They gotta give you that meal. That last meal. They don't want to hear elephant steaks and shit like that. But within reason, your last meal, man. And suppose you can't decide between steak and lobster. That's it. Can't decide. I don't know. Polygraph, truth serum, man doesn't know. 6 months alive. Can't decide. They'd have to let you live. They can't drag you down the last mile screaming, I can't decide. And then one day, finally, okay, all right, okay. Give me the steak. How'd you want that cooked? Oh, I don't know. They say you have a flashback just before you die. See your life over again, kind of a little movie. Again, it doesn't seem mathematically possible.
Okay. You're out in the surf. Second, third time. You're about to die. The movie starts. Now you've got to see the whole movie, including the ending, which involves arriving at the beach, walking out into the surf, and having the movie start. You got to see it again. Thanks to the movie, we can never die. Well, I say if you're going to die, die big. Entertain those you leave behind. Posthumous reflexes. You know, dying takes place in the stages, and not all of the electrical energy in your brain is discharged when you're dead. Every now and then a corpse goes... Veterans know, no, that's just electricity. But I say, if we have this possibility, let's plan those reflexes. Do something entertaining. Roll over on the autopsy table. Cross your legs, scratch your balls, do something. Be fun. But you can entertain. And the only reason I suggest that you can have something to do with the way you die is a little known and less understood portion of death called the 2-minute warning. Obviously, many of you do not know about it, sure. But just as in football, 2 minutes before you die, there is an audible warning. 2 minutes, get your shit together. And the reason we don't know about it is because the only people who hear it die. And they don't have a chance to explain, you know. I don't think we'd listen anyway. But there is a 2-minute warning, and I say use those 2 minutes. Entertain, uplift, do something. Give a 2-minute speech. Everyone has a 2-minute speech in them. Something you know, something you love. Your vacation, man. 2 minutes. Really do it well. A lot of feeling, a lot of spirit, and build. Wax eloquent for the first time. Reach a peak. With about 5 seconds left, tell them, if this is not the truth, may God strike me dead. From then on, you command much more attention. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the office. Get up and start your own funeral collection. What's the record, Bill? I'd like to top the record. Whatever your motive, you might be at an exercise program. Get up and volunteer for something strenuous. Do the Lindy Hops and refuse to stop when they do. Tell them you have a new exercise, the Hindu death exercise. Jump till you die. Maybe you get your 2-minute warning and you're in the audience at a faith healers program.
2 minutes.
Get up and get online with the Healies. Tell them you got the Willies. Nobody knows what the Willies look like anyway. Get online and time it right 15 seconds. When you kneel down, she puts her hands on your shoulder and you die! Got it. Evangelist slays worshiper. 50,000 look on. Police sift clues. That's what they do, man. Sift clues.
Hey, why don't you join the service? Join the fucking service. Join up and die. How do you expect to keep the country free if you won't die? I'm dead. I died in World War II. I'm fucking dead. Can you say that? Come on, join up and die.
Hello, I'm a famous person, and I'm for sale. Do you have a product or a business that needs promotion? Do you sell something worthless? Something no one will buy because it's poorly built and doesn't work properly? Likely to come apart at high speeds? Perhaps with toxic side effects? Well, I'm here to help you. I'll take your product and I'll sell it to them because they trust me. That's right. They trust me because I'm a famous person.
Religion is like a lift in your shoe. It's important sometimes. And it helps you walk straight for a while. However long you need it. That's the secret. How long do I need it? It's like anything else you think you need for any length of time. How long do I need it? As long as you're pulling your own coat, nice. As long as you know who's in control or why you're not, okay. But religion is like abdicating responsibility for your life. Many religions make it easy for you to just throw it all off. It's God's will.
That's right, God's will. I ran over the kid in the driveway, that's right. Don't look at me. God's will. Hey, boys, let's go downtown and get this guy, God.
Can you see a lynch mob in front of the church?
It's the fourth guy he's killed this week.
God is a cool guy. He really couldn't have time for all we lay on him. I mean, all the stuff that we say, we describe him, you know, we walk around, and one of the things we say is that he knows everything.
God knows everything. He knows everything that's going on at the same time, every little molecule. Every little molecule spinning around, every little atom, every little electron. He knows if an electron comes over a whole orbit of a molecule goes and makes another one. It's a chemical combination, makes a carbon. He knows if it's a piece of wood and paper. It's a bigger cracker, a piece of wood. He knows. What a workload this must be. Can you picture God on Monday morning?
He wouldn't wish that on himself. He's a cool guy. He's us. That's what we always said. Every religion told us, love yourself, love your neighbor, love your God. You're all the same guy. We just don't have uniforms yet. We do believe we're God, and that's cool. We are. I think God is probably subject to physical laws. That would explain a lot of things, you know? It would explain why he can't help a whole lot of stuff. People say, how could a God who's benevolent let this kind of suffering go on with you? He can't help it, lady. He's subject to physical laws.
Why did God always have to send a messenger? Why the hell doesn't he show up himself? I mean, really now.
God sent a messenger. God sent an angel.
And they came from somewhere to somewhere. This implies the traversing of physical space. This implies physical laws. Why did God have to go from some place to another?
Because he's only slightly superior. Everything God makes dies.
You sure? So far, everything?
Right.
Every tree so far. Every little hog. Well, there's a lot of things still alive, but it's just like it was before. They're going to die. We just can't prove it.
That keeps us alive, doesn't it? It's not all dead yet.
God, everything he makes dies. Where did he get such a great reputation? This batting average of his is 0-0-0.
I mean, a cool guy is a cool guy. But don't put me on. Like I say, religion is a lift in your shoe, man. If you need it, cool. Just don't let me wear your shoes if I don't want them. And we don't have to go down and nail lifts onto the natives' feet. That was always a wonderful thing.
All right, welcome back. It's about 8 hours later. I'm off again. Out in the woods by myself. Took the bike. This time, didn't go out quite as far. This time, I'm by the water. But I wanted to just say another couple quick words while I'm still out running around. And I realize this episode that I'm going to throw together is probably going to be a little incongruous if it's George Carlin and then me out in the woods babbling like a brook. But I guess one thing that I know hits me from time to time whenever I'm around normal people, I realize that how all-consuming the news, politics, and conspiracies are. Sometimes wonder if I'm only capable of talking about JFK at 9/11. And sometimes not appropriate. Even though it should be always appropriate. You just can't quite bring yourself. I think that's about all I have. Again, I know it's probably good for me to get more or less off the grid, but I'm still able to take down recordings and audio and video and taking a lot of photos, and I'm here by the stream and stacking rocks like I'm Andy Goldsworthy or something. But yeah, if you haven't done this in a while, I highly recommend it. I recommend I should do it more often. So, we'll call this episode 80B. My name's James Evan Pilato, coming to you in the center of Oregon, about an hour and a half south of Portland, Silver Falls State Park. It's June 24th. It's about 8 o'clock at night. Take care. Well, that sounded kind of down. I should be, yeah, more upbeat, but I realize it's tough because so much of my radio experience was on the FM dial, where you hit the brakes and you hit the station ID at the top of the hour, and when you go, it's you're live. And that's why I like doing the show scheduled on PRA, as opposed to just trying to make recordings at home. Because the few recordings that I do make at home, they're not the same. You know, they have a different kind of mojo. I haven't exactly figured out how to smooth that out and make it sound good. I know when I make a recording at home or that's not in PRA, it's usually, okay, I'm here and I'm talking lower. But yeah, you can't replace the live mojo. But as we work through all this, we'll work it all out. So thanks for listening. I appreciate it. MediaMonarchy.com.
How would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.